This is Jordan Seculo. Barack Obama's transition team sheds new life on the reinstatement of the Fairness Doctrine.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right
to
now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. My dad will be in the studio in just a moment. We're in Washington, D.C. Yesterday, if you did not hear the program, we had a case at the United States Supreme Court. My dad presented oral arguments. I think he's literally upstairs in our office here in Washington meeting with a couple of our attorneys before later today we head back to one of our other offices around the country. And folks, so we want to talk to you about it. We're live. We're here in Washington, D.C. Had a chance yesterday to speak to a lot of people who work on Capitol Hill to get their opinions on what's going on. And we've got some really interesting and somewhat troubling political news to discuss. Because first, it looks like Ted Stevens is now behind in his race in Alaska. Now, Ted Stevens was not going to be likely seated as the next senator for another term from Alaska. That being said, he's now behind. And that means that if the Democrat were to win that race, it would put now the Democratic majority in the U.S. Senate to 58. And there's two other races outstanding. Al Franken, who is now only 200 votes behind that, and there has not been a recount there yet. There's been no recount. That is just retabulation of reporting errors that came out of the, I think, 2.9 or 3.2 million voters in Minnesota. There's another race. And then Georgia's got a recount. What that means is that with the right push by the Democratic National Committee, Barack Obama, if he's willing to commit to some of these candidates, you could see that magical 60 filibuster-proof number in the U.S. Senate, a number which 2 weeks ago, or about a week ago,
didn't seem like they were going to hit.
Saying wasn't going to happen. And now you look what's happening in Alaska, you see what's happening in Minnesota with votes disappearing every day for Norm Coleman and appearing for Al Franken.
Yeah, it looks dangerous for Norm Coleman, by the way. I'm very worried about that seat. And there's also the news on the Fairness Doctrine. I don't know if you've gotten into that yet. I came in a little bit late because I was in a meeting. We'll do that after the break a bit. But there's news on the Fairness Doctrine that has me very concerned, folks. Now, Barack Obama, remember, made the statement that he's not in favor of the Fairness Doctrine. Well, today he's reported as saying, this is in broadcast and cable. It's a major magazine of the news industry. I apologize for my voice, obviously, with the Supreme Court yesterday. I'm a little bit hoarse. But the fact of the matter is, he's now saying, while he's not saying he wants to necessarily see the reimposition of the Fairness Doctrine, he wants, ready for this, more diversity mandated on the airwaves. Well, maybe they're just going to call it something else. Our phone lines are open for you, by the way, at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. There is so much going on the political front, so much going on the legal front, that we've got a lot of work to do. I've literally just left the Supreme Court in the United States yesterday, folks. Realize that yesterday, arguing that case involving the Ten Commandments. By the way, if you go to ACLJ.org, we've put up a whole group of websites and news reports from the case, including the transcript from the oral argument. So that's up as well. But what we want to do today, and we're trying to educate you as to how our form of government's going to work, especially when you see things like the Fairness Doctrine. What's the role of the Supreme Court, the role of judges? All of this is information that we want you to have. And I want to let you know, and we've heard from tens of thousands of you in the last 10 days, everybody that's listening to me right now has no excuse not to be reading the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Gettysburg Address. And I'll tell you something else. We need to be reading, and this is very, very significant in my view. We need to be reading the Ten Commandments and how those play a role in the development of law, Western civilization, because I argued that yesterday at the Supreme Court. What that means is you need to get foundations of freedom. You need to not just get it, you need to read it. Jordan's going to let you know how, but everybody that's listening to me, get a copy of this booklet right away.
Let me tell you, folks, we started the show talking about these Senate races, which could lead Democrats to 58, 59, or 60 seats. That would mean that something like the Fairness Doctrine legislatively would be filibuster-proof if the U.S. senators decide to go through with this. Of course, the House with big margins. That's why you got to get your foundations of freedom as we continue to begin the battles on all of these different fights. 877-989-2255 is the toll-free number you call right now. 877-989-2255.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we remain committed to protecting your constitutional and your religious freedoms. So much of our future is tied to our past, and the importance of such documents like the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. And so much of our work at the American Center for Law and Justice is focused on protecting your freedoms, your constitutional and your religious freedoms. We've prepared a special booklet that includes these very important documents. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and we want you to have this booklet free of charge. Call right now, 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom today by calling toll-free 1-877-989-2255. Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com.
This is my right.
The very same people who don't want the fairness doctrine want the FCC to limit pornography on the air. I am for that. I think pornography should be limited. But you can't say government hands off in one area to a commercial enterprise, but you're allowed to intervene in another.
Freedom.
You know, these are absurd statements coming out of Senator Schumer, with all due respect. I mean, of course you could regulate pornography different than you regulate conservative or Christian talk radio. But that's, by the way, what they're trying to do with this fairness doctrine. And again, folks, as we take your calls, I want to encourage everybody that's listening to me right now to go to your phones and get our Foundations of Freedom. You need to have the Constitution. You need to know when these guys are talking, what they're talking about, and what their job really is under the Constitution. What are the role of the courts? 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 for Foundations of Freedom. You can also go to aclj.org. But seriously, everyone who's listening to me needs this for you and your family and your kids. The Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Gettysburg Address, 1-877-989-2255.
Betty is calling from Minnesota on line 3 on the Fairness Doctrine. But Betty, I want to ask you first, this election recount going on in your state in the U.S. Senate between Norm Coleman and Al Franken, what do you think's going on there? You're in Minnesota. Tell our listeners what you're seeing and what you're hearing.
You know, the media is showing us such strange happenings at the polls and with the judges. We really don't know what's going on. I think we're just losing confidence in the system, which is one of the worst things that's happening here. But we're just going to have to sit tight and wait for the recount. But we just have heard an awful lot of unusual stories of people finding ballots in their trunks days after the election, etc. So we don't really know.
I hope this is not the stealing of an election. I mean, this would put a situation in place where it would inch by inch get those in control of the Congress and make it filibuster proof, which would make our job, it's not that it's difficult enough, it is, but it would make it even more difficult. So this is really has serious ramifications.
Yeah, I know that in this race, and Betty, you want to discuss the Fairness Doctrine quickly, too. I mean, Al Franken got a lot of votes. It's not that he wasn't right on the edge. It's just that it went from a 1,000-vote margin to 200-vote margin before the recount actually happened. So we'll follow that very closely, folks. Betty, thanks for commenting on it. And let's go back. I know you want to discuss the Fairness Doctrine as well.
Yes. I'm wondering if you could help me, please. I've heard a number of conservative and Christian talk radio shows mention the Fairness Doctrine and what a negative effect it's going to have, but I have never heard the specifics contained within the Fairness Doctrine, or if they're now going to call it the Diversity Doctrine, that will affect the Christian and conservative radio. Could you please give me just a few pointers within it that could help me understand?
I think, Betty, that's a great question. Thanks for calling, and thanks for bringing that up, because we may be taking it too much for granted. granted. Here's exactly what it does and exactly what it will do if passed. They call it the Fairness Doctrine, as you mentioned, but really what it does is significantly mandate that on talk radio stations like the ones we're on, that you're listening to right now, that they have, if I'm talking about the issue of abortion or what's deemed anything that's deemed controversial, abortion, marriage, even church-state separation, the station is then mandated to carry a competing view, giving them the same access right. In other words, on a listener-supported radio, that would mean that Christian radio audience would be paying for the program from the American Civil Liberties Union if it's listener-supported. But what really happens, Betty, once they mandate this so-called equal balance rule, and it's equal balance within your station, so it's not just network-wide, it's within the station. Once they mandate this equal balance rule, what happens and what will happen is the Christian radio stations, conservative talk radio, don't exist because the legal ramifications of this are so serious. And that's why you didn't see programs like ours, Sean Hannity's, and some of the others, clearly Rush Limbaugh. They all launched in 1987. I first went on the airwaves on television, 1988. Radio launched a couple of years later. I mean, that's the way it's worked. This will mandate it. Interesting also, Betty, you're going to find this interesting, and this again kind of giving the legal analysis here. The case that said the Fairness Doctrine was constitutional was called the Red Lion case. It involved a Christian radio station, and that is why I know where this is going. But by the way, we're preparing this for this on a fight on Capitol Hill within the FCC. We're preparing legal recourse as well.
You know, each trade has their own magazines and journals. Broadcasting and Cable is really the magazine for broadcasters, television organizations, radio broadcasters as well. They're very nervous about the Fairness Doctrine situation. Why? Because though Barack Obama has said that he does not support the reinstatement, two things have happened. A Obama spokesperson has gone on C-SPAN in the last week and said that Barack Obama has not made up his mind on the Fairness Doctrine. So coming back a little bit off of his pre-election promises that he does not support the Fairness Doctrine. Second, another spokesperson said that the debate over the Fairness Doctrine is, quote, a distraction from the conversation we should be having about, now listen to this, opening up the airwaves and modern communications to as many, quote, diverse viewpoints as possible. That's the Fairness Doctrine right there.
Yeah, you may call it something else, right.
Diversity. And the third problem here is his FCC transition team, which is head by a former FCC commissioner who supported the Fairness Doctrine. This is why it's very troubling, folks, which is why you need the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, and the foundations of freedom.
You know, I'm going to tell everybody that this is a very, very serious situation that you've got right now that's developing on this, because this is typical Washington politics. I'm not surprised that you're seeing this kind of reaction or information distortion coming out. But what it means is this. You need to make sure you understand what the role of all these branches of government are. And there's no excuse on this. So here's what I want everybody to do. And I mean everyone that's listening right now. You go to your phones and you make sure that you get a copy of Foundations of Freedom. I'm talking to everybody that's listening to this broadcast today needs the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights, and I put it in a great format for you. It also has the Gettysburg Address, some other documents as well. Get it. We want you to have it. It's critical. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Get your copy of it today.
Tom's calling from Missouri on line one. Tom, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
The bit you played with Chuck Schumer,
yes,
about the pornography and that, isn't there a law or something on the books that says, I mean, because they're not the same thing. Pornography is a moral issue. That's why it's not openly random, available to everybody, and it shouldn't be. And he's trying to make it sound like they're the same, but isn't there a law that says, you know, that basically covers pornography?
Well, I mean, sure, pornography is illegal. You can't utilize the airwaves for pornography. It's so absurd. He's saying, yes, you can regulate pornography, and he equates pornography with conservative talk radio or Christian talk radio.
Well, and it goes a step further, too. There are new airwaves available now. There's satellite radio as well, which has much less limitations on it. Speech and the words you're not supposed to be saying on radio. But on broadcast radio over the airwaves that the FCC controls, you can't use words that would almost be deemed pornographic words. That kind of language, even in the form of words, gets you kicked off the air, gets you fined. I mean, that's what happened with the Howard Stern situation. He left because the fines were piling up so high that it was more it was a better financial decision for him to go to satellite radio and not have to worry about those restrictions. And that's available. And if you've got a big enough audience and you can go to satellite radio and make that something that's viable, you can do that. But on the public broadcast airwaves, we already have those kind of restrictions on pornographic words. I mean, you could really say that on swear words and things like that. That already exists, Tom, and you bring up an excellent point there. Let's go back to the phones, though, at 1-800-684-3110. Jeremy is calling from California on line 6. Jeremy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Jeremy.
All right, let's go to Lauren calling from New York on line 3. Lauren, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Lauren. You're on the air.
Good. First time I've called here, and
great.
I was very concerned with what you were talking about, the fairness doctrine and
yes, sir.
Crimes. And one other issue hasn't been brought up, too, that's a concern to me is the Second Amendment about having guns and trying to restrict us from having guns.
Well, the one Supreme Court case the court got right was the Second Amendment case that was just decided. So I thought that was a good decision. So I think the Second Amendment issue, while we have to keep our eye on it, I think it's in good shape. The fairness doctrine I'm worried about because it doesn't take legislation. It literally can be done by the FCC. Then we have to go to court. Now, I think I would win. We would win at the Supreme Court of the United States. But I'm preparing litigation now in case. So we're certainly getting it ready. We're in the research stages right now. But the fact of the matter is, I think we've got to be realistic. It's going to be a real challenge. And this is going to be a serious challenge because those that are opposed to our view really are looking for a way to galvanize their base. You have to understand that they don't want broadcast freedom. They want mandatory diversity training. That's the what view they want. Now, when you read the Constitution, you don't see that in there. And there's a reason you don't see that in there, because we have a First Amendment free speech clause, freedom of association, free assembly, the ability to petition the government for redress of grievance. All of this is coming up in this election process we're now in, waiting for the new president-elect to be sworn in. We're going to have to be prepared. And, folks, again, as we go to the break, Jordan's going to talk to you in a moment here, but I want to implore everybody that's listening to me, you really need to get the Constitution. I want our audience here at Jay Sekulow Live and the ACLJ to know the Constitution. I want to make you constitutional experts. To do that, you need our Foundations of Freedom.
Folks, you need to call right now. Arm yourself for this battle. As we've continuing saying throughout this week, we're here at the U.S. Supreme Court, we're on Capitol Hill, we're at the United Nations working on all these issues, covering the information coming out of Barack Obama's transition team. The battle's already begun. You need to be prepared for it and arm yourself for it with the Foundations of Freedom. It's absolutely free. Call right now this toll-free number to get your free copy, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom, or go to aclj.org and request your copy online.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
Since 1990, we have been privileged to assist hundreds of thousands of people in protecting constitutional freedom, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, and the institution of marriage and the family. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we remain committed to protecting your constitutional and your religious freedoms. And to that end, we have prepared a special booklet at the American Center for Law and Justice that we want you to have free of charge. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and it includes the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom today by simply calling 1-877-989-2255. Your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom. Call now, 877-989-2255.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Talking about today, really a lot about the fairness doctrine, some of this really troubling information coming out of the transition team. Remember, Barack Obama first said he did not support it, and he made that clear to Broadcasting and Cable, which is really the magazine for the industry that produces, that puts together, that owns the companies, that owns the stations. And he told that magazine in June that he did not support the reinstatement of the Fairness Doctrine. Now he's appointed someone to head up his FCC transition team, a former FCC commissioner who supported the Fairness Doctrine. And he's got spokespeople out there who are conflicting on the issue. Some saying, no, we don't want the Fairness Doctrine. We just want more diversity on the airways and more and different views on the airways. And others saying that Barack Obama hasn't really made up his mind on the Fairness Doctrine. This is very troubling because we've talked about the different ways the Fairness Doctrine can be implemented. One way is just through the FCC. No law, nothing have to be signed by Barack Obama, just right through with the new FCC commissioners and the new chairman that he'll be appointing. The second way is legislatively, and unfortunately we're looking at very troubling information coming out of three Senate races, which could swing the Democratic number at 57 right now. It looks like it's going to get to 58. Alaska's looking very difficult now with that race, the Democrat ahead, so you're maybe at 58. Minnesota looks very troubling. There's 59. And Georgia, which will probably be the closest one because it's an actual special election, a runoff election. You never know what will happen in those. That would be 60. And, of course, you have to then talk about what about these members of the U.S. Senate who are more moderate or even kind of liberal Republicans? Would they be interested in switching parties to shift this kind of majority?
This is, you know, this is really troubling when you look at the ramifications of this. If we get a filibuster-proof majority in place, it would be very, very troubling. Having said that, and I think this is important for everybody to understand, we've got to fight this on multiple fronts at the United States Senate, at the House, and in the courts. And let me tell you, here in Washington, D.C., we are prepared to be your representatives, as we have been, right here, right next to the Capitol, right next to the Supreme Court, blocks away from the White House. We're going to fight every one of these attempts to silence our voice, and there will be many attempts to do that.
There's a lot of calls, though, coming in, too, about the Freedom of Choice Act and that situation. Again, the closer we get to these numbers in the Senate, which are already big, of course, the House is a huge difference between the Democrats and Republicans. And though there's some difference of opinion there, let's go to Joyce calling from Virginia, who's concerned about Barack Obama's views on the Freedom of Choice Act. Joyce, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you. I'm very, very concerned about this. I was reading about it in the paper last night, and it says that Barack Obama says it'll be the first thing he signs as president. Will nationalize abortion, superseding and overturning abortion restrictions in every state. Will wipe out all the fully bipartisan abortion restrictions passed by Democratic and Republican legislatures over the past 35 years. And I'm thinking to myself, how can this happen? How can one signature of one act abolish all of this? All of this with all the progress we've made on pro-life. And what can we do about it as citizens? And also, I understand that the Catholic Church is getting geared up to take this to court if this happens.
Yep. Yeah, they are prepared.
Yeah, of course there will be court battles. But here's the thing, Joyce. At the end of the day, all of these happened. The ban on partial birth abortion, the federal ban, went through because of elected members. From the president who signed the bill all down to the House and the Senate. The state bans the same way, legislatively through the state and the governor's office. It happens through elections, Joyce, and that's the troubling thing here. But you have to keep fighting on it. Now, here's what Barack Obama is already planning on doing, and this is what his transition team is reporting. They're looking at the use of executive orders to already remove the policies against funding organizations that provide abortions overseas. Now, we already give over $300 million a year. Almost more than a third of Planned Parenthood's budget comes from our federal taxpayer dollars. That means, Joyce, the tax dollars that you pay to the federal government every month and that I pay every month, $300 million of those go to Planned Parenthood. They've got another $50 million since the 2006 elections put forward by Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, those types. Barack Obama's going to remove restrictions, so now increased funding can go to their international efforts. And that's legislatively through, I mean, not legislatively, that's just through executive order, just removing the barrier. And there's another policy, too, which is why I'm very encouraged that we engage in the UN, not on this issue initially, but now with what's happened with the election and especially on this issue, because there are U.S. policies that have been in place at the United Nations, Joyce, that have said we will fight. And when I say we, I mean the United States government and our representatives will fight to any kind of resolutions that would fund that where the United Nations funding would go directly to providing abortions, and U.S. funds that go. And, you know, we make up a huge chunk of U.S. dollars make up the United Nations budget. And so that was a very important resolution to keep fighting. Barack Obama has already indicated through his transition team staff that those restrictions will also be removed. What does this mean, Joyce? One, there will definitely be court battles. But two, initially, hundreds of millions of new federal taxpayers' dollars. I mean, hear me again. Hundreds of millions of new taxpayer dollars now going not just to Planned Parenthood for education, but directly to provide abortions.
Yeah, I think, folks, you got to realize what the battle is. And I'm not afraid of this battle. We've had this battle before, so we got to be prepared for it. But here's what we have to do in this context, and I think it's critical that everybody that's listening right now hears from us on this. We've got a fight that is going to be significant, and to engage this fight on the level we want to do it, our phone lines, we only got 3 minutes left in this broadcast, our phone lines are jammed. It's been this way every day. We want to make sure we get to all these calls, as many as we can, but let me tell you, we got to make sure you are informed and educated. You have to get Foundations of Freedom. It is critical. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 for Foundations of Freedom. Let's get to as many calls as we can, Jordan.
That's right, folks. Let's go to the phones. Jimmy from Texas got a question on filibusters. Jimmy, welcome to JSEC.
Hi, Jimmy.
Yes, my question was, you used the term filibuster-proof.
Yep.
What does that actually entail?
Okay, great question. If you got 60 votes in the Senate, they allow a vote. If you don't get 60 votes, they can keep it closed. So as long as you get 60, once it gets to 41, you switch, you're done. I mean, when I say you're done, they get any legislation through they want. Now you got to challenge it in court. So it's going to be very, very close.
That's
next
right,
question.
Jimmy. If you got 60, you override you can then get a cloture vote and override any kind of filibuster attempt by another group of U.S. senators. Let's go back to the phones. George from California on line 5. George, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hey, George.
Hello, Jay. How you doing?
Good.
I have a comment and a question. My
quickly,
comment is
please.
That,
yes.
Obama claims himself to be a Christian. Well, I'm praying and hoping that Obama has a encounter to like Saul had in Damascus. And my question is, with the protesters over here in California, and you know, will the courts be persuade to you know change Prop 8?
I'll tell you something. I think we gotta. I don't want to get everybody to. We're gonna really talk about it next week. More nervous than you need to be. But this is going to be a fight in the California Supreme Court, and it's going to be a fight in the California Supreme Court because they're going to try to argue some procedural reason why this brief should not, this proposition, which is a constitutional amendment, should not go into law. We're preparing briefs on this, folks, but this is going to be battle one, probably starting next week.
Let's take another call, trying to get as many issues, different issues as we can today, talking about, of course, mostly focusing on the Barack Obama transition team. Vince from Illinois on line 2. Vince, very quickly, we're running out of time.
Yeah, what's Obama's views on immigration reform?
You're going to see massive changes, and actually very similar to what President Bush was probably pushing for, but I think even extended. More asylum, more grants of what we'd call, and some would call, amnesty, maybe an attempt like Ronald Reagan did. I mean, I'll make it clear, Ronald Reagan did it, a blanket amnesty where you basically say, if the 12 million number's right or the 25 million number's right, whatever it is, those are all citizens, and we'll figure out our policies from then on out. I think you're going to see something like Vince, like that, Vince, but it has not been a topic. It didn't get any discussion in the presidential debates. I don't know if it's because there's so many other things like the economy and these social issue fights, or if people just realize that there's just kind of a deadlock in the Senate.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's going to – look, the immigration issue, yet to come. We'll see what happens there. Meanwhile, let's find out what the Constitution says. Everybody that's listening to me, go to your phones right now. I want you to get our – Foundations of Freedom. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. Now, it's Foundations of Freedom. It's Constitution, Declaration, Bill of Rights. You've got to get it, 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. You call now, though, 877-989-2255.